What's up, everybody? We're back. It's me and Joe. We're going to do our NBA special. We're going to talk about, if I'm correct, we're going to talk about Kobe Bryant. We're going to look at our takes from last time. We are going to talk about the Clint Capela trade, and we are going to draft the all-time GOAT small ball lineup and throw them on the web for people to vote to see who wins. And because we're talking NBA, we are, of course, joined by our old friend of the pod, Roy Boy, Roy Joy, Roy the Toy, Roy Leroy, Roy the Automator. Welcome back, Roy.
Thanks, guys. Glad to be here.
So, where do we want to start? Does anybody give a shit that the Clippers signed Reggie Jackson?
I think it's a great pickup.
Really?
That yeah. couple with Marcus Morris will surely they will
oh, yeah.
at least the playoff game eat.
You know what I thought? Here's what I thought when they signed Marcus Morris. I was like, and I kind of feel the same about Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
Is like half of this is just keeping them away from the Lakers. Because they don't need either one of those guys. And I thought, like, why do you need Marcus Morris when you already have the two best versions of him on your team, Kawhi and Paul George? And then I thought, man, maybe they'll trust Paul George's health. And sure enough, he went out right after that. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not suggesting he won't be around for the playoffs, but in just absorbing regular season minutes, I think that's a great sign. Reggie Jackson, though, like, gives a shit.
Well, they need a backup point guard. They're that desperate.
And it's really good to keep him away from the Lakers, too.
They're that desperate for another playmaker who's not Lou or Pat. Like, Pat doesn't really make plays for anybody.
I'll say, best case scenario, Reggie becomes Dennis Schroeder, which would be a good role.
Yeah.
But I just feel like he's just going to come in and take five shots immediately, and they're going to bench
him. He's one of the all-time this guy isn't as good as he thinks he is.
Yeah. Right.
So he's going to – and now he's going to play on a great team, so he's just going to be like, oh, yeah, I got this.
Somebody's got to be Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah. Hey, Gilbert Arenas was a great player at one point.
Maybe I'm just trying to get y'all not to draft him.
You don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
So, well, since we're sort of talking around it, let's talk about the Clint Capela trade. So just and where we feel about the small ball lineup right now. So just for some context, so Clint Capela went out with an injury on January 27th. He came back for one game. That was the game where he got pwned by Hassan Whiteside, but he didn't look healthy, right? So I'm going to eliminate that one game. Just pretend it doesn't exist for the point I'm going to make. But you guys obviously take it with a grain of salt. So since January 27th, the Rockets are 6-2 without Clint Capela.
Mm-hmm.
Our wins are against the Jazz, the Mavs, the Pelicans, the Hornets, the Lakers, and the Celtics. Some great wins there. And the losses are against the Suns. And Joe, I went back and listened to our old pod to listen to our old takes. You called this loss on the pod.
I knew it.
You called this exact loss on the pod. It was crazy. And the way we lose. Just hungover from the night before. You totally called it. You text me in the middle of that game, like, do you remember me calling this? I was like, motherfucker, I got it on tape.
Yes. Fuck yeah. I knew it. We always lose that game.
And the other losses to the Jazz, and that's the buzzer beater, which sucks, but, like, it's, you know, buzzer beater is kind of like a draw. It's a coin flip with a buzzer beater. What do you guys think about small ball pocket rockets now that we are got a pretty decent sample size and we kind of know what it's going to be?
Is that a thing, pocket rockets?
Yeah.
That's what I've seen online.
Yeah.
Pocket rockets because it's the best hand in poker, which is probably not what they were going for.
Starting hand in poker. Doesn't always end up the best hand.
Oh, you know what I mean. That's the best starting hand.
Fucking
I know. I want to know what Roy thinks.
I really don't think it matters. I don't think we're getting past the Clippers or the Lakers. It's great for them to shed payroll. To me, it's not going to make a difference. You can outrun them. That's fine. Your starting five is great. No one from the bench. I mean, the Lakers are deep. So are the Lakers. And, I mean, it's great to shed the payroll because we're also going to shed Morey's and D'Antoni's because it's championship or bust, I think, for Virginia. So, I mean, I like Capella. I really do. But, I mean, I don't think it's going to matter in the big scheme of things.
Roy, you were exactly where I was 2 weeks ago. I'm still not 100% on board with this season overall, but I've come around to this team. But mostly it's because of the moves we've made after. I like adding Carroll. I like adding Jeff Green just so we're closer and closer to the 2009 Thunder.
Isn't he 50?
Yeah, I can't wait till we trade him for Perk.
I can't for no reason.
I can't wait.
Yeah, we're like halfway. We're like a quarter of the way there.
That means we're getting Durant.
Right. Yeah. So, as Joe will tell you, I'm Mr. Optimist. I 100% always believe in the Rockets.
I know.
We're 6-2. I am feeling optimistic as hell because this feels like one of those, like, maybe it takes the league a year to catch up to this and we sneak one away.
The like, wild kind of NBA.
Mm-hmm. I am not afraid.
I think that's why we did it.
I'm not afraid of the Lakers, and I'm not afraid of the Clippers. Oh, I'm afraid of the Bucks because the Bucks have so much consistency and they look scary. But like, they're not a problem.
And Giannis hates Harden.
Like, if we make it to the NBA Finals, the season's a success.
You got
to
get through the West before you get through Giannis.
Oh, 100%. That's why I'm not worried about him. I'm afraid of him, but I'm not worried about him. The chances of seeing them are small, admittedly. Ah, get it? Small, huh?
Yeah.
But I still, like, here's the thing. Championships aside, man, I just love the experiment. I am enjoying the fuck out of this. Like, it's so much fun to look at and look at all the weird chaos we've caused in the NBA. There was a game where Rudy Gobert was guarding Russell Westbrook as his assignment. Like, that was crazy. That was so much fun. To like, what is happening? Like, I'm so confused by it in a way that it's delighting me and kind of, like, reinvigorated me. That's kind of how I feel about this whole season. It's all these random pieces that are weirdly working. But I, in the short term, fucking love it. I fucking love it. And I just hope it doesn't crash and burn. Like, I'm trying to think of what we consider success. If we get back to the Western Conference Finals and lose there, that feels like a draw. NBA Finals berth? Clearly a victory, a championship, wow, right? Yeah. Out in the first two rounds, yeah, we might be looking at new management in the future.
I think if we make the Western Conference Finals, you have to run it back.
Yeah.
I think that shows like, okay, we got a shot, barring the Lakers making a huge improvement in the offseason, which is always possible. I think the biggest thing is we've swung so hard, we have to make the Western Conference Final at a minimum, I think.
Yeah,
and the way this team is made, I think they can lose in the first round. They're feast or famine.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Like if this team gets knocked out in six in round one, I'd be like, okay. If this team got knocked out in six in the Western Conference Final, I'd be like, okay. If this team got swept out of the NBA Finals, I'd be fucking over the moon. Like it's just like the parity.
I'd be crazy. Huh? I'd still be sad if they got swept in the finals.
Yeah, I would too. But still, the fact that they made it at all, I'd be fun.
It would be great.
It is fun to watch. I'll say that.
Yeah. It's fun to watch.
All this won't matter unless Harden shows up in the playoffs. And when
100% correct.
This doesn't matter. 100%
correct.
I don't
There's no way Westbrook could carry this team through without Harden.
I don't two things. I don't buy the narrative that Harden doesn't show up in the playoffs. He's often not showed up for elimination games, which is troubling. But generally, in the playoffs, his numbers are close to the same. He just doesn't elevate in the playoffs, which is what we expect. He's just sort of himself.
That's the issue, yeah. Like, where everyone else's game takes a step up, which I think is really the thing that's going to really affect the Rockets the most. I actually watched a really good video on YouTube I'm going to recommend. From the Legend of Winning, of why he thinks it made the Rockets a championship contender. He's all in. He thinks it made us a contender.
I do too. But being honest, I do too. I think we're officially contenders.
I think it gives us a better chance to win a title, like because the team before this was not going to win a title. The only my biggest thing is it makes us less interesting. Or so, like, he does a big breakdown of, like, if teams are scoring in the post more, it's about 17 points a game. But the Rockets, if they hit all their corner threes, it's about 17 points a game, so it washes. But it doesn't really ignore that they can do post and also hit those corner threes. Right. I think when the playoffs when we're in the playoffs, we're going to have less things to throw at people. Yeah. And I think the biggest thing we should be doing right now with D'Antoni is he should be extending this his rotation so more of these guys get playing time, because it's really the random guys who win playoff games now, because everything is so math and everything is so close, really. Everything is so good analytically. It's really like a random guy having a good night that can win you a series now, which is why I think the Clippers are the most dangerous.
Yeah,
because they have the most guys who can win a game.
I see that. I agree. I'm going to counter, but I do agree. First of all, I think that Morey is making those moves, and we saw that today. We're getting Kumpkolo, who I think is going to be a useful minute soaker, and Damari Carroll and Jeff, who actually might break the playoff rotation.
Damari Carroll might take Macklemore's spot.
Nah, it would be Houses, I think.
No. I think House has played so much better than Macklemore recently. I think House's defense is you can't give it up.
Well, Macklemore's gonna be his shot. He shot like 45.
He's so streaky. Like, no, it's in the playoffs. It's really about our defense.
Hey, I'll see the point that if he cools off because he is streaky, then that's the person you replace. I think House only plays well when he's next to Harden. He doesn't play well without Harden structure, I think.
No.
But to go back to your other point, I think that those signing Kumpkolo and those, those are good depth moves for, you know, for potential different rotation looks. And I counter usually, though, the idea that depth is a sort of like, sometimes we talk about depth as it's like determines winners, which I don't know if I buy, because playoff rotations usually are seven deep. But for me, it's like, who are the five guys that are going to play at the end? And did anybody get a new one of those? And we did, and the Clippers and Lakers didn't. And I think that's a strength in itself. Marcus
Morris is playing crunch
time. Huh?
Marcus Morris is playing crunch time. They're going to use him instead of Harrell, probably.
Yep.
I thought that. Morris can be playing crunch time, but that means Harrell's not. But that means you're taking away their best offensive weapon.
Well, who are they going to counter us with? Like, we can – I don't think he's their best offensive weapon. I think Lou Will can get his shot going with any pick and roll.
I think that pick and roll.
Now that pick and roll is going to turn into a guy who can hit threes.
I mean,
do you mean the two-time NBA MVP and the All-Star MVPs team? You mean Kawhi? Yeah.
Yeah, they also have Kawhi in it.
Yeah. No. Hey, but we got two MVPs, bro. Like, don't look past. Put some respect
on
their
name. I'm not at all. I just think they can do so many different things because they have so many different players.
The Clippers are the team to beat.
I was saying this lineup is great for Houston fans. This is great for Houston Rockets fans. Keeps their mind off the Astros bullshit that's on social media and everything, you know?
I'm not ready to talk about the Astros.
Yeah, but this is not...
I have never been an Astros fan, really, because I'm not a baseball fan. I have never felt such strong Astros pride as I do now. And I mean it. Like, I just, this is a, because the Astros are the villains, and I'm just like, this will make baseball interesting. I'll be a villain, so I'm in. I'm in on everything. I've no regrets. Ha ha ha. Eat shit, LA. I don't care at all.
I'm not touching this one.
No, I'm not going to go there.
I'm not 100% clear on what happened, but I'm endorsing it nonetheless.
You were saying, Roy?
I just don't think it matters. I mean, I really don't think this matters. I think the front office is going to get blown up after this year. I don't think there's any way that the Rockets will get through the first round. I mean, I'm sorry, get to the championship at all.
What do you see their ceiling at?
Second round.
Second round?
Losing
seven, I think everybody's good, actually. If we play the Lakers or the Clippers in the second round and we take them to seven games and we lose on their home court, I think everybody's safe.
Yeah.
But I think that's the lowest case scenario.
Especially if one of those two then wins the championship.
Yeah.
Because then we would have gone toe-to-toe with the championship. Like, I think that's – I agree with Joe.
Yeah.
I think a first round, that's obviously an abysmal failure.
We're done. That's it. Yeah, it's done. We're done, and we should consider trading Harden.
Yeah, it's probably a run it back with a asterisk of, but also maybe blow it up if the right deal comes by, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're already running back the year before, though.
No, we're not, because this is a new team.
I know, without CP3. We
blew up that team, I know. Which I'm still upset about, because I thought that team could have been a contender this year. I thought they would have been the favorite if we did not touch the team.
I with Roy. I don't. Yeah. You know what? I'll believe you if Chris Paul has a good postseason. Then you
Chris
will be
Paul.
Right.
I don't know if y'all watched the All-Star game.
Oh yeah.
But at the end of the game, it was the five best players in the West.
Yeah.
And Chris Paul was one of them.
Of course, no. Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, James Harden.
Chris Paul healthy. You're right.
AD, and that's why, because they were perfect together. 1,000%. And Harden wanted to play with his boy, and so they traded him. They were perfect together. Oh.
Speaking of,
I don't think they were perfect together. We got bounced in the second round last year, and I don't trust.
We got bounced in the second
help.
Round by the greatest team of all time.
Yep.
Yeah, fair point. I just don't trust his health. That's all it is. And if he's playing this well, like I totally believe that he might, out of spite, have actually worked out in the offseason and showed up in shape instead of doing that Draymond play yourself in the shape shit that he's been doing with us. And then just to spite us, and then I'm like, yeah, see, but you wouldn't have done that if that trade had been happening to you. Like, he sucked most of last year for us. Like, he wasn't that good. He looked washed. He looked super washed.
Did he?
I thought he did, definitely in the playoffs. And
I mean,
like,
he got hurt during the year.
Yeah, but he gets out of shape. I don't want to read. I don't want to read back. I like Chris Paul. And time will tell if he has a good postseason. You were right. Like, and you were right. And if he does it, then I think I was right. We'll see. But he's playing great right now. Like, if I could have this Chris Paul guaranteed through June, I would totally rather have that.
Speaking of Harden and Westbrook, y'all need to check out the GQ cover that they're on.
I saw.
Yeah?
I saw. Yeah. They like playing with each other.
Yeah, they do.
And basketball.
Wait a minute, I thought that was...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back over our last year's takes to see how some of these have aged.
Mine have probably aged the poorest.
I got a couple for Jorge.
Yeah, no. I got some big ones. I was taking nothing but home run swings. So all my takes are either home runs or spectacular strikeouts. So I'll start with what we thought was going to be the final seedings of the West.
Okay.
At 8, I picked the Kings, and Roy picked the Mavs. Obviously, I was wrong. And obviously, y'all were right, because then I was thinking about that they would be a playoff team. Yeah, you were half right.
Half right.
Well, they're going to fall to 6 or 7, so it's going to end up being pretty close.
Yeah.
Okay.
But nobody mentioned on the pod is they have fucking Rick Carlisle, and I was like, oh, shit, no wonder they're beating.
Yeah.
I had the... You had the Kings at 7. You were wrong. I had the Pelicans at 7. I was wrong, but I didn't know Zion would be hurt. So.
Yeah.
You had the Jazz at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Who did Roy have?
Roy had the Jazz.
Oh, I had the Jazz. Oh, okay. Don't worry about them.
I had originally the Lakers at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Until y'all goaded me into taking Lakers off my list entirely, and by goaded I was pretty easily led into this, so I ended up saying the Lakers were not going to make the playoffs, which
and
is technically still possible, and I bet Roy 3-1 shots, so I'm about to buy him 3 shots if the Lakers make the playoffs at all.
Is that the dumbest bet of all time, that the Lakers would make the playoffs and you gave them 3-1 out?
And you're betting against LeBron.
It's pretty bad. No, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. It was a bad take. That wasn't my best call.
Yeah.
I will say that I did call the Blazers not making the playoffs, and that's looking good so far.
Mm-hmm.
We both had the Warriors at 5, but we both assumed Steph would be there, so he's not there. So
yeah.
You're going to do. I had the Jazz at 4, which is around where they are. You had the Lakers at 4, which you were wrong, but obviously had them making the playoffs. You had the Nuggets at 3. I had the Clips at 3. I said the Clips were going to be at 3 because they were going to load manage way 2-3, and they don't care about home court. Because their home court is the Lakers' home court anyway, so they're going to be on the road like for one of their series if they do make it all the way through. And I think that's going to be true. They're at third round. I think they're going to stay at third. I had the Nuggets at second just because of consistency. They're there now. You had the Rocks at second. I had them at first. I think it still might work out. And you still have the – it's not going to work out. And you have the Clips at number one, which could actually still work out.
Yeah.
So how do we feel about these takes now? Like, which one are you proud of any of these? Or are you like, fuck, what went wrong?
The Mavericks.
No. Mavericks, yeah.
The Mavericks for me. I didn't think they were going to be this good at this time. I don't think they'll make it to the playoffs, not out of the first round. But, I mean, it's exciting to watch Luka play, man. It really is.
He is. I didn't think they'd give him the superstar calls already.
Too soon.
He's getting some, like, fifth-year Harden files. I'm like, damn, they love some Luka, man.
Yep.
But, dude, I love me some Luka, man. Luka is Slovene. My wife is Slovene. So I a week ago, I finally bought a Luka Slovene national team jersey. It's on its way here. Because you know me, I collect jerseys. Okay, so, Roy, you said that one of your takes was that, and we bet a shot on this,
mm-hmm.
and it's looking good for me, that Dame was going to be a top 5 MVP candidate.
Oh, easy. Still
he is. Might still.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, are you serious? Have you
seen
not
him
watched?
Slobbing him up, man?
Jesus. When we're in Vegas, Joe, he would just, oh my God, it was Dame time all time.
That's when he was on the run, too. Yeah, no, Dame's getting some love, man.
He's top 5.
Dame's getting enough love. Think? If they get the 8th seed, he's top 5. Okay.
I'll give you that. If he gets the 8th seed, yes, I'm presuming he's not making the playoffs.
Yeah, Horik, give me your top 5 right now that are better than him.
MVP top 5 in the West? Or in the NBA?
NBA, right now. MVP.
Harden, Giannis, LeBron, AD.
You can't put AD in there. It's LeBron's.
I mean,
he's playing really fucking well, though.
Oh, he is.
Not, he's playing really fucking well.
He is playing really well. Yeah. They might be 5. Who's over in the in the East? Do I think Pascal Siakam is better than Damian?
No.
No, I don't.
No.
Luka, maybe?
No.
No, wait, Jokic. Jokic is more important than Dame. Actually, he's the second seed. Jokic. I put Jokic.
Yeah.
Over.
No.
I put Dame 6. I put Dame 6.
Yeah. He's still going to be top 5, though. It's okay.
The MVP is so narrative. I don't think he is either. The MVP is so narrative that I could see Dame getting into 5 if they make the playoffs, but I'm presuming that they're not.
Yeah.
Let's see. And the last one was whether or not Russ and Harden would both have triple doubles in the same game for the end of the season.
Still safe.
I will say this: circumstances have created the scenario where it could happen. The difficult stat for them to get at the same time was always going to be rebounding, I think. Although assists obviously would also be super hard.
That's different but now.
It's different now. So I'm feeling real good about this one.
Yeah,
I feel good about it still.
Clint Capella was the main reason I said it wouldn't happen.
Yep.
And they traded him.
Don't get me wrong. It'd be amazing to see it if it does happen. But
No. I know. The last time it happened, I was listening to the old pod. It was like 2007. So I feel like we're due.
Yeah.
So on the East, we only went the top 4s because who gives a crap about the bottom? We had Bucks as the consensus number 1. That's obviously right. I called the Raps being second. I told y'all the Raps are going to have this championship season in a weak field, and they're second. I had Orlando third, though, so that's my bad.
that was real bad.
You had Philly second. I had Philly 4, and I feel like I was bullying the pulling Philly 4 because I think Philly – I said it then. Philly's not as good as they were last year, and that team isn't good. They might match up against the Bucks well, but they got to get to the Bucks.
Yep.
I don't trust Philly at all. Like, I could see them in the, you get an unlucky draw. If they had to play Toronto, they're getting bounced in the first round.
I think Miami could beat them.
I think Miami could beat them. I do too. Like, I don't like this Philly team. Like, yeah. I think that it's not going to work. But then again, like, last year they were like one hoop away. So maybe I'm being too hard on like recency bias. I don't know.
I would say, I would agree with all that if they hadn't only lost two games all year at home.
Yeah,
we're supposed to win those. On the road, they're garbage.
Yeah, but Embiid misses most of the road games. I don't know. I don't know what's through. I don't know the real version of this team. That's I don't know what they're going to be come playoff time. Like, I don't know.
We've only seen
wild card in the playoffs. Like, yep. I just see them getting out in the first round or winning it all. But I, like, they're like the Rockets. I think the most hilarious finals would be Philly's Philly Rockets.
So Jorge,
that actually, you know what? Like, that makes a that when you put it that way.
Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah.
What did I have Boston ranked?
You had Boston. Neither of us had them in the top four.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I shit on Boston.
You had Pacers. Yeah, we both did.
Yeah.
I had them. I think we each had them five, actually. Who else would it be? You had Pacers three.
Yep.
I had Pacers falling out of it because I didn't think Depot would be good. But then, like, what Joe said was also true because you said this, like, dude, it's the East. They're going to be fine.
It's going to be,
They're going to be fine. I think your exact quote, like, they get to play New York. They get to play the Knicks four times. They get to play the Wizards four times. Like, they're going to be fine. They were totally fine. Like, you were totally right.
There's some bad teams.
Yeah. Fucking East. Such a garbage dump. Charlotte four times. Like, fucking East.
Yeah. Pistons. Don't forget the Pistons.
The Pistons.
Oh, man.
Fucking Easter Conference.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Is it time for the main event?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. So, okay, for those listening at home, we are at main event time. We are going to draft the all-time greatest small ball lineups. So the rule is now, if I forgot to tell you, correct me if any of these rules are correct. One, we're going six deep, like last time when we did the fantasy draft with Chris, right? We're going six deep, so five starters and a six man.
Mm-hmm.
No players over 6'8".
Okay.
No current players, all old school players. So players you think would translate into small ball.
And no
MJ because it's too easy to be like, I got MJ, I win.
I already got my list.
Okay. All right, so Roy, you get the first pick because you are a guest. We're going to go snake draft style.
Okay.
Joe, I'm going to flip a coin.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Call it. If you get it right, you get to pick your position, second or third.
Okay.
All right.
Tails.
It is heads. Can you see it? Whoa, it's heads. Can you see it?
Okay.
No. So I will go third. You can go second.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I would have done.
Yeah, of course. So we got Roy going first, Joe going second, and me going third. Okay, so with the number one pick and in the all-time Pocket Rocket small ball draft, Roy, who are you selecting?
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe!
Yep.
I knew you'd do that.
Yep.
Yeah. Joe.
T-Mac.
T-Mac is a great choice. I am going with, when I was looking at it, I was trying to think of who can be co-Larrys for what we have now. I'm using the Rockets as kind of a blueprint, right? As a template, if you will. So I get back-to-back picks. With my first pick, I am going Ray Allen. And my second pick, I'm going Allen Iverson. And they are going to be my Harden and my
reference. So to be clear, you're the third pick for the first round. You picked Ray Allen first.
Yeah.
He did.
I did. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. No, I'm just...
All right. Joe, second pick.
Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen's too tall, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I think he's 6'8".
Yeah, 6'7". There's the top.
6'7", yeah. Boom. Scottie.
6'8". You got it. Scottie's in. I like how you're building the Clippers.
All right. So, mine, I got Allen Iverson.
I just
no, Jorge took Allen Iverson.
I took AI.
Oh, did you? Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
I'll take Klay Thompson and Barkley.
Klay Thompson still plays.
Yeah. You can take Barkley.
He's not right this year.
No, come on.
Fuck that.
The tired players.
Man. I'd have took KD then. Well, no, he's too tall. But I, come on, I took Steph then.
Dr. J.
All right.
Shit, he took Barkley.
I was thinking Allen Iverson. I can't take two non-shooters. I was thinking about Barkley.
Yeah. Let's see. I'll take Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce, man, you're totally going for the Clippers. He just drafted Marcus Morris, Paul George, and fucking Kawhi. All right, so I'm going. Let's see. I'm going Reggie Miller. So I got the top two and 3-point shooters of all time on my team, Ray Allen, Reggie Miller. And I will also take Clyde Drexler.
Okay, I'll take Gary Payton.
Ooh, good one. I was hoping he dropped him in my six-man spot. All right, Roy, back-to-back picks.
I'll take John Stockton. Oh, there it is. And George Gervin.
Oh, George Gervin. That's a great one.
Nice. Is Dr. J still available?
He took him.
You took him, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Damn, you took Gervin, huh? Okay. I'll take Larry Legend.
Is he 6'8"?
Larry Legend, let's see.
6'9", bro.
Oh, he's too tall. Damn. And those when they made up the heights, though, man.
All heights are made up.
All right, then I'll just take Magic. Oh, he's 6'9", too, motherfucker.
Yep.
Someone didn't do the homework.
I
didn't know it was a 6'8 cap, man. I'll take D Wade then.
Feels like a panic move.
Well, yeah. Fucking.
All right, I'm going to go a little outside the box because I'm going the team. Like, I really wanted to go. I didn't want to go top five best players or whatever. I want to go guys I think would look cool playing with each other and I think could be special. So to get a second passer, because Clyde Drexler is a decent passer. And Iverson's a decent passer. Rihanna's a decent passer. I'm going to go Manu Ginobili just to create some chaos. I'm telling you, he's a good choice. And then to get some more ball handling as my sixth man, I'm going to go Steve Nash.
I'll go everybody's fucking sixth man. Who do I have right now?
You got T-Mac, Scottie Pippen, Paul Pierce, Gary Payton, Dwayne Wade.
This is the last pick. This will be pick six.
Yeah, this is it.
Man, Payton, Scottie, T-Mac, man, that's going to be...
It's always nice getting fucked over in the second pick. I wish Vince Carter was retired.
Yeah, it's crazy that he's not. He was on my list, too.
Because my first question was going to be, oh, we get them in their prime, correct?
Yeah, of course.
He would have been like top two for me.
At the height of their powers.
Yeah, I know. I'll just take Jerry West. Fuck it.
All right. You get the last pick.
Oscar Robertson.
What's interesting about your team, Roy,
mm-hmm.
three of these players in their primes, there wasn't a three-point line.
Okay.
Small ball is all about the three, baby. It's all about the three ball.
We didn't say anything about the small ball. But
the three ball wasn't really a thing until recent. So it's like we only have like active players. Like even with Ray and Reggie – they didn't shoot like a high volume.
No, that's why I said they got to translate over.
Yeah, that's I pick guys who can handle the ball and create their own shot and also play defense and switch everything.
You built the Clippers. T-Mac, Scottie, and Gary Payton. That's a scary front line, and that's Kawhi, Paul George, and Pat Beverly.
Yeah.
And this makes Paul Pierce, Marcus Morris, which is about right.
Mm-hmm. I hate I picked two Celtics. Like, that makes me sad, but...
Oh, yeah. That's on you, though.
No, Larry Legend was too tall. Sorry. Shit, Larry Legend was too tall.
Oh, yeah, you only got Pierce.
And just Paul Pierce, yeah.
So it was no Calvin Murphy, no Rudy T?
Calvin, no. That's why I wouldn't have picked Iverson. He's too fucking small. He was terrible on defense.
Well,
someone's got to be Russell Westbrook, and I can swap him out for Steve Nash. There's always going to be a hole, man. I'm going
He's
small.
He's too small, too.
Pete Chilcutt's available.
I tried to go to Daryl's True Vision, which is a bunch of guys who are all the same height.
So here's what we're going to do. Check it out. Here's some people I thought, like, deserved consideration. That nobody named. I didn't pick them either. Some of these are homers. Vernon Maxwell, Mario Elie is basically PJ Tucker.
Yeah.
They wear the same number. Mark Price, Craig Elo.
Mm-hmm. No,
but I tell you what, I almost picked Sean Marion.
That's not wouldn't have been a bad choice. He shot threes at a good volume. He's a really good defender. If you super athletic.
If you had taken T-Mac for me, I would.
I knew I had to take T-Mac first.
I knew I wasn't getting him. I was just hoping. I was hoping you would pick a 3-point shooter and let T-Mac fall to me, and you didn't. So I admit Ray Allen was a bit of a panic pick. Because like mm-hmm. I was gonna let him fall to later.
No, Ray Allen's a great pick.
Oh yeah, no, he's awesome. Yeah. He's awesome. But I was gonna go. I thought he'd stay on the board for a little longer.
Mm.
So then I picked Clyde Drexler because I didn't have anybody like that. Okay. Because you took my T-Mac.
I got two players that didn't make the list. It'd be Elgin Baylor and Dominique Wilkins.
I thought about him
for sure. Yeah. So Sean Marion, Doug Christie, John Stockton. Dude, that dude's like a career 40% free throws, 3-point shooter.
Peja, dude.
How many chips do you have?
I thought about Peja. He's too tall.
How many chips does he have?
Doug Christie?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know he doesn't have any, Roy.
Didn't he play with the Sacramento Queens? Is how Shaq calls it? Yeah.
Oh.
You mean the team who got cheated out of a finals appearance by the Lakers and the referees?
Go Vladdy.
I know.
And the last two on my list, Danny Ainge and Glenn Rice.
I like Danny Ainge. That's a good one.
I would have thought Glenn Rice was too tall.
Glenn Rice with the Heat, right?
Glenn Rice at the height of his powers.
And the Lakers.
Yeah. He's
Glenn Rice is 6'7".
6'7", okay, cool.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to post these, and we're going to ask people to vote whose team they think would win or who bid the best. You know,
in a three-team bracket. Which one of these teams?
Corey, did anyone pick Larry Johnson? Did anyone pick Larry Johnson?
No.
Oh.
He bricked too many threes, man.
Grandma.
He was a person who shouldn't have been shooting threes. Yeah, sort of like Barkley, but Barkley shot at a decent enough percentage. We let him shoot today.
You know, I got real into the weeds with some of these, like I'd see somebody, I was like looking at leaderboards for 3-point percentage. I was making my list of players, and I get real excited when I'd be like, "Oh shit, Sean Marion shot 37% for his career from three. Like, holy crap, that's elite." But then you see his like attempts per game, or it's like 4. It's like, oh, it's so modest. Like I thought of him as shooting crazy, but like the modern NBA post Warriors is so skewed what we think is a rational amount of threes.
Well, the Rockets they put up 60 in a game. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Marion owes his whole career to D'Antoni. Anybody on D'Antoni's team will get them 3 shots.
Yeah.
Who does? Who owes his career?
Yeah.
Marion.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, and when you look back now, like, those players make so much more sense to me now that I've seen D'Antoni play, like, coach for a while, like, what he likes.
Mm-hmm.
I also had Gilbert Arenas, who I was thinking about taking 6, but took Steve Nash.
Yeah.
And I also had Thunder Dan Marley on my list.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Thunder Dan.
No Kevin Johnson.
Kevin Johnson. Kevin Johnson is just lesser Allen Iverson.
Fuck Kevin Johnson and them Suns.
Yeah. I just wish I knew more about like 70s and early 80s players who probably didn't fit the game then but would fit this particular game. Like crazy, you know, crazy athletes with long wingspans who could hit an outside shot, like those kind of guys.
Before I bust on my pants, the mad author of anguish, my language polluted. Onyx is heavyweight.
It's still undisputed.
It took the words right out my mouth. I walk a mile in my shoes. I pay so many dues. I feel used and abused, and I'm so confused. Now, excuse me, for example, I'm an inspiration of a whole generation. And unless you got 10 sticky fingers, it's the
image. Like, I think, I don't know if you guys have noticed that Austin Rivers, I think production has gone up without Capella in it. Because now he's not beating his guy. But he'll get to the rim, and then he'll get a shot up. But if there's a defender behind his guy, he's not even going to try because he can't even beat the guy in front of him. But he won't lose his dribble. He'll get to the rim if he's just got one guy on him, and he'll take a contested shot. But you're going to make some of those. So I think that I could see Jason Williams being kind of the same way. Like, he will be productive simply because there's less obstacles in between him and the rim.
I don't think that guy was that good. And I think it's clear because when they got Mike Bibby, like the moment they got Mike Bibby, they became a title contender. With him, they were okay. They upgraded to a better point guard and they got immediately better. I just don't think that guy was ever that good. I just think he was helped by being a white guy who could dribble.
This is also a theme from your from the last pod we talked about basketball. Mm-hmm. And your take is reasonable and rational, and I'll have none of it.
Fair enough.
I think Jason Williams in the modern NBA might be an MVP candidate.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree, well, but not for a basketball reason. No.
Well, that means that Stephon Marbury would be MVP candidate.
Bro, Marbury would definitely flourish.
He would. Yeah, that guy, man, what a sad career that was. That guy should have been way better.
Yep.
But fucking chalk it up to the Knicks, man. Yeah. How many awesome players have the Knicks wasted?
You know who I thought about recently, who I thought would have a way better career, and their career was over like 5 years? Do you guys remember Josh Howard?
The one who played for the Mavericks?
Josh Howard played for the Mavs, was taken in the same draft as LeBron and D-Wade.
Oh, that's right.
That guy was averaging 20 points next to Dirk, and then he was nothing.
Wow, forgot all about him. Hey, what about
you? I thought about him for this because he would have been like, he would have fit perfectly within this, but he just never became anything.
Antoine Walker. That was another one that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or Joe Johnson.
Man, Joe Johnson. Yeah, he should have never left the Suns.
I don't know, dude. Like,
the Hawks team was decent.
Here's that the thing.
That Hawks team was not good.
I'm going to offer a counter narrative of Joe Johnson's career. I figure that in the NBA, so I'm like in a profession where a lot of people are real idealistic about it, right? Real passionate about it. But another group of people are kind of real cynical about it. But then there's a big group of people, like a silent majority even, like, look, this is just my, like, I have one dude who's like, this is my 9-to-5. This is just my job I work at, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't take it. I do my job, I clock in on time and all that, but I'm not really here to like think about visions or futures. Like, I'm just here to clock in and out, you know? And there's got to be NBA guys like that. They're like, I don't really care about basketball. This is like what I learned. This is what I went to college for to do. So this is just my gig. So I'm just going to chase the check. And if that is his ethos, and like Joe Johnson has lived their career chasing the check. Like, if his championship is his retirement fund, like, he fucking is the GOAT because he did not care clearly about winning. He cared about getting paid, and he got paid.
He's the greatest check getter of all time.
For real, though.
You could also say that about Shaq at the end of his career, playing with the Phoenix Suns, Boston Celtics. God, what was the other one? Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean.
Yeah. Well, they thought he was good enough for them to contend, and that was just stupid. The other ones is just like I think a lot of that was just Shaq wasn't ready to let it go because he liked the nightlife and all the shit that comes with it, and he loves checks, which is shown because he's like crazy successful since his post career. Like,
and he, that motherfucker will be in anything. Like, I'm pretty sure he'll sing at your wedding if you give him a plate. Like, I'm pretty sure.
he would. It was more power to him, man. There's so many careers where they end, and this guy's good. He's good.
So he's great. I love seeing Shaq and things.
What were you gonna say, Warren?
I was gonna say Shaq is the Nicolas Cage. Like, they're kind of comparable until they're at the end of their careers.
Well, I think just in general, I think that's a great comparison. Actually, I think because especially when it comes to like commercials, he'll be in fucking whatever.
Yeah,
he's in the general commercials. He's, it's like, oh, okay.
You're and right. He wasn't in it once, and he keep recycling it.
He does like Icy Hot
every year.
Yeah. He's the flow of, he's their flow.
Yeah. Or like the Geico frog. Is it? A lizard. Like, he's just like, mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
I'll do this. I don't fucking care. Pay me.
Yeah. It takes me an afternoon a year.
Yeah.
Right? And I buy old new sheets for my house. You know?
And he's Papa John's guy. He's Papa John's now. He's the face of their
team. He does Icy Hot. He does some kind of foot powder.
Gold Bond.
Gold Bond. He goes around and DJs. And
yeah. He's 1,000% the Nicolas Cage. And every once in a while, he'll do something like that you like to remind you, like, yeah, I could do this, but this is easier. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Shaq likes them checks.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage is like, I ain't trying to read scripts. I'm just going to show up.
Well, Nicolas Cage owed the government millions of dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
He kind of had no choice.
Yeah.
That's why he's doing National Treasure 3.
Yeah, he needs those checks so he doesn't get a prison.
Oh, man. So I got nothing else, man. What you guys got?
Okay. What you got, Roy?
Just quick sidebar. The All-Star Game was fucking fun. Did y'all watch it?
Oh, yeah.
It
was. Oh, yeah.
I watched the fourth quarter.
The third quarter was good too.
I have one problem with the fourth. I have one problem with it. It shouldn't end with a free throw.
Yeah, it shouldn't end on one point. I feel like it needs to be like, you know, deuce. Live play.
Yep.
I think that's the way you fix that. Is you have to win by 2 points. I mean, that doesn't take out free throws. But the thing is, if you take away free throws, the dude's just gonna foul all the time.
Right.
There has to be a penalty for a foul. Like you can't eliminate free throws.
And that was a foul. That was a foul too.
That was clearly a foul. Yeah,
that was a legit foul. Yeah. Like you're almost mad at Kyle Lowry for like testing the refs. Like, man, you make him call that one. Like you're barely even hiding it. Making them not calling it. Like it's just it can't win by deuce or win by Trey, something like that. I think fixes it. But other than that, man, it was so fun. Did y'all see fucking Harden putting the clamps on fucking Team Giannis? Fuck you, Team Giannis.
Yep.
He did, but Giannis also threw an elbow right in his face, too. Yeah.
And Giannis also shut down LeBron in that one layup.
He did.
So what about Aaron Gordon getting screwed out of another slam dunk contest?
Bro, man, he had five perfects in a row. That should be it.
He jumped over Taco.
Look, okay. One, he should have won, but he should have won for the 550s that he had. Two, he did not jump over Taco. Taco lowered his head so he could clear him. You're going to say you're going to jump over Taco.
It's not his fault, his pants are paggy.
D-Wade rigged that contest for his boy. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
D-Wade rigged that shit. So, Aaron Gordon got robbed.
So, all right, a couple things. Number one, it is his fault. He picked the shorts. Like, fucking just wear bicycle shorts or something.
I know.
Like,
I'm just trying to come up with an excuse.
Two... Yeah. He did get robbed. Three, when you put it that way, that D-Wade totally shifted things so his boy could win, which I realize now was right. I now, being an Astros fan, am for it. Fucking Derrick Jones Jr., airplane mode, true winner of the dunk contest, deserving of the championship. Everybody else can go fucking bang a drum or a trash can or a buzzer or whatever it is. I don't really understand what they did. I see lots of things thrown around on memes. With that being said, Derrick Jones Jr., airplane mode, what?
Yeah. I think the biggest problem is every dunk he did was amazing, but every dunk he did was essentially the same dunk. Yeah. It's just he can do the most amazing dunk every time.
Yeah. How about this angle?
They were showing Zach Levine, whatever his name, warm up for the 3-point, and they showed him on the slam dunk. He did a 360 from the free throw line.
Mm-hmm. You missed it, though.
He missed it, though.
But still, dude, that was amazing, though.
Yeah, it was still amazing. He made it. Yeah. He made it to the rim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gordon's done. Gordon's never doing it again. I don't blame him. He's a legend, like, in the dunk contest forever.
Yeah, he don't get the trophy.
Two of the best. Yeah, he put on two of the best. And it's actually more interesting because we will always talk about how he got robbed.
Yeah.
It's like with Neek. Like, we probably wouldn't talk about 88 so much if Neek hadn't gotten robbed.
That's true. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I like how you just suggested that Derrick Jones Jr. is the Michael Jordan of this All-Star dunk contest. I agree with you. That's a good point you made, Joe.
Yeah. And it was in Chicago. So yes, he is now Michael Jordan.
Of that one moment.
Of that time.
That one moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got an Astros question. I know you didn't want to talk about them, Joe, but
I'm not talking about the Astros.
It's not about them. It's about their establishment. What's the over and under that they have to clear out this Minute Maid during a game?
What do you mean, like people like fighting?
Threats. Just threats.
Wait, wait. So we're like betting.
No, not a bet. No, threats? I just want to know. Yeah, over under of something like that happening where they have
how to many bomb threats?
Or threats that, or something that makes them empty the stands during an Astros game.
Well, that could be anything. Like.
Oh no, no, no! I'm just
like
saying,
a tornado.
No, 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 no! I'm just saying in general, saying there's a bomb threat during a game, just so they could see the Astros and all their fans run outside and knowing it's fake.
So here's here's the thing. That has never happened in a professional sport ever.
Right?
So this would be like precedent. Like this has never happened. I don't think it'll happen.
You don't think it'll happen?
No, okay. I don't think it'll happen.
There's
too much. It would take. It would cause too much panic to take it seriously.
Okay. A better over under is how many Astros are going to get plunked intentionally.
That's what I have my next point. Or injured.
They're going
to
get hit. Yeah. Oh no, they're going to. These guys are going to be. Even non-Astros who were on that team are getting hit. All of them are getting hit.
Let's see. Hold on. But yeah, but how much? Let's see. All-time record team hit by pitch. I'm never going to find this out. I forgot how fucking crazy baseball is with rules.
Yeah.
And stats and things. But I will say this. Oh, Craig Biggio is second.
Yeah. I thought he was number one all time.
I thought he was
number one all hit by pitch.
No, Hugh Jennings is number one by 287. Craig Biggio is 285. Huey Jennings.
Huh. Man, I would have lost money on that.
Yeah, I thought Biggio had the record.
He's like...
is that in the season or for career? That's probably in the season.
No, it's a career. And this dude played in 1891, so he may not count anymore.
So Horace,
dude,
both
beat him.
Yeah, Huey Jennings, yeah. That's it. Okay.
Corey, since we're both of us are not in Texas right now, what is the feel? I mean, what is the sports fan saying about this, or what have you seen on the news?
Oh,
or,
nothing. It's amazing.
I don't want to talk about this.
Really? Because here, it's a laugh at stuff.
Oh no, they don't say shit out here because the Red Sox got busted too.
They got
the same
too. Yeah.
They got caught too. So they're like, and the fucking Patriots got caught again this year. Like, they're not saying shit. They're actually being like, well, hey, it sucks. Like, they're actually not fucking talking about it at all. It's pretty fucking funny. So it's made it even easier for me to be like,
But in Denver, they're talking about it?
Oh, yeah, they're talking shit big time. I mean, Rockies are really strong here, man. I mean, yeah, they're talking shit about it.
We never played them in the playoffs.
We were in their division forever.
Look. Yeah. It's sports, man. No matter what. Anything that can be seen as embarrassing will be made fun of forever. Like, it's just.
Yep. It's also because it's Houston.
Yep.
We don't have the legacy of the Red Sox or the Yankees or the Dodgers. So it's easier to pile on us than it is any other team that would have got caught. We're the easiest one. So, like, oh, fuck the Astros. Like, we're nobody.
With the 2017 chance, man, can't get that shit back. What?
They might, man.
They might. I wouldn't.
They might take that shit back.
Nah, they're not going to do that. Because they'd have to do the next one, too. There's no way they'll vacate two championships.
They can always strike. The Players Association can always strike.
No, this isn't over. Like, they
my God, I hope I want that to happen. I want the players to strike.
Then we'll just be watching AAA players.
Baseball's so fucking boring. I will do anything to make it more interesting. A strike sounds like fucking good fun. Let's strike. I want all the teams to strike for them to vacate the 17 and arguably 18 championships. Like, go ahead.
I don't know if you remember, it's the last time that the MLB was on a strike. The Astros were first place in the National League.
Mm-hmm. Bagwell won MVP.
Yeah.
I definitely do not remember that.
Yep. That's when you were a Braves fan for some reason.
I'm a baseball mercenary, bro. I go where fucking the winning is.
So you don't own any Braves gear?
So why were you a Braves fan then?
TBS.
That's just a fair point. After a while, it just became spite. After a while, I was just saying I was a Braves fan and not watching baseball just because fuck y'all. But I've never given a shit about baseball. I troll mercilessly. Part of the fun was everybody hated the Braves.
Okay.
They also won a World Series the same year the Rockets won a championship, 1995.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a fun year for me. So I was like, no, I haven't had it since then. Two championships in 1 year. So I was like, riding high, and then, like, eventually the Braves stopped being good, and I stopped watching baseball. And I stopped caring, like, way before that. But every time an Astros fan would get in my face, I'd be like, go Braves! Because I like to fucking troll baseball fans. Yeah. It's one of the things that has always given me great joy in my life. from the beginning, since like high school. There's something about baseball fans in particular that get so they think their shit is so fucking sacred, even though it was like segregated until the 70s. Like, I don't, like, fuck your sport and fuck your history. Like, I just, it's the funnest, and it's so easy. Fucking like no other fans, basketball fan, but not basketball fans, fucking baseball fans are so touchy. It's like, I just, it's at this point cruel for me to keep doing it to them, but I can't help it.
Yep, I agree with you completely. I've seen the Astros play in LA. I've been in Dodger Stadium and Wrigley Field, and the Wrigley Field Cub fans, or it's horrible. It's just horrible. Like, it wasn't fun at all. I mean, it's, and their team sucked then. I think there was like second to last, and it just, it's like, I've been to a Philadelphia Eagles game before. Those are the most ruthless fans I've ever seen in my life, and I would like to see. Yeah, I mean,
I believe it.
Yeah, just like Always Sunny, but without Green Man. But yeah, it's just, it's brutal.
I'll say this, man. The Boston Celtics fans, that was that one. There was a game a few years ago I went to where the Rockets won on a buzzer beater. But that was one of the, these were the Paul Pierce KG years, right? They were loud. That was like the, one of the loudest atmospheres. That was the loudest non-playoff game I'd ever been in. And it was, made it even cooler because Pat, now who was it? Fucking Aaron Brooks won on a buzzer beating three on the road. Oh, wow. And you just got to hear everybody go whoosh. It was like a candle being blown out. It was just like all of a sudden, no noise. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
And me and my buddy, we were wearing Rockets gear. We sort of snuck out. And then I waved at Shane Battier on the street that night, and he waved back because I saw him in the city. I was like, Shane. Nice. He's like, Rockets fan. He just waved at me. Super. He was super friendly. He gave the impression I could have gone over there and talked to him. I didn't, because I didn't want to be that guy. But yeah. He was super nice.
Was that walk uncomfortable at all, leaving the Garden after that?
No. I mean, I was, you know, me. I'm like, beaming, I'm all sure. Like, yeah, that's right. Okay. See my shirt, right? Okay. You'll see my shirt. But I was being chill about it because, like, Boston sports fans, they got no chill.
No.
They are the kings of this shit out, can't take it.
Yeah.
I despise Boston fans.
They are a lot to deal with. Well, not right Boston. Now, they're being all quiet because they don't want to talk about, they definitely don't want to have a conversation about cheating.
They should be used to it by now.
They should just embrace it. Like, everyone's
doing it.
I thought they had, honestly. I thought they were cool with it.
Yeah,
I
but mean, there's
they
a conflict.
They keep winning titles.
Yeah, but they got to also feel like they're better than you. So, like, those two things are incompatible.
Well, they traded bets, so I'm sure they're still pissed off about that, too.
I just say let them juice up, man. Just let them get as big as they can, like, bang, and just let them play.
Be like, nobody talks about those Yankee teams that were all roided out.
Let them roid. You did, right.
Nobody
let them roid up.
That.
Let them roid up.
I've always been pro steroids. Fucking, if I can get 10 more years of LeBron and all he's got to do is a little HGH, fucking give it to him.
Wow. If he wants it, right?
Like, fuck yeah. Like, I can watch LeBron be great till he's 45. Give him all of those drugs.
Joe, real fast, it reminds me of the episode of South Park where Christopher Reeves is sucking out the stem cells from the babies.
Stem cells? Yeah.
That's LeBron.
That's a deep cut in multiple ways.
This went dark.
Yeah, this got real dark. Yeah,
it's got real dark.
I know. Right. Now that we're here, I kind of want to live in this energy for a while.
No, I'm out.
Yeah, you guys out? We done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, homies. All right. All right, right on.
Later. Later. Thanks, guys.
Later. 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 Later.